Since the start of the year, Illinois has kicked off about 125,000 people from Medicaid, the state's health insurance program for the poor. All of them were found ineligible. Maybe they'd moved out of state, their income went up, or their kids had grown up. Medicaid only covers low-income children and their parents. The actual business of trimming the state's Medicaid rolls was largely done by a Virginia-based firm, Maximus, under a $77 million contract. An arbitrator sided with Illinois' largest state employees union, AFSCME, which says the job should have stayed in-house. That'd mean canceling the contract 8 months early. Director of the Department of Health Care and Family Services, Julie Hamos, says Illinois will appeal that ruling.
Our shared priority is to preserve the integrity of Medicaid so that it can serve our most vulnerable while eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse.
The move comes as Illinois is preparing to add hundreds of thousands of people back onto Medicaid as it implements the Federal Affordable Care Act. I'm Amanda Vinicky.